Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm super excited to have you all joining us here today. Oh, I'm telling you what, this show is phenomenal. I have three sister girlfriends that are joining me in the virtual studio today, so we have an awesome show lined up for you. We start out the top of the hour with our artist spotlight, and you know I love to do artist spotlight. Kind of the behind the scenes, the behind the music, and we have a brand new, has a brand new release. This artist has a brand new release out of the ashes, and I am talking about Yvonne Marie. Yes, she's hanging out in the virtual studio, and I'm going to be bringing her to the mic momentarily, and then we're going to roll into the second segment, our fashion spotlight, and anyone that knows me knows I like fashion, so we're going to be talking to Kanisa Gaskin of the Glam Spot. She has a new online plus size consignment boutique. So ladies, you want to stay tuned and check it out. And she's going to tell us how she started, what inspired her, and all that good stuff. She wants you to embrace the curvy celebrity that's in you. And then we will wrap up with our social awareness spotlight. We're going to be talking to author Judy Johnson. She's the author of Living with Sickle Cell Disease, The Struggle to Survive. Today is the fourth annual World Sickle Cell Day, so we want to raise the awareness about this disease, in particular the impact that it has in the African-American community, and she has lived with it, is living with it, and is here to share about it. All right, so we, again, are glad to have you here. This is your lovely host, Charvette Mitchell. If you're not following me on Twitter, I need you to follow me on Twitter. What are you doing? Twitter.com/Charvette, and of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. All right, so we're going to go ahead and chat right now. I'm bringing to the mic our first guest. Again, this dynamic contemporary Christian music artist, she gracefully flows through many elements of music, including pop and reggae and jazz and gospel and traditional gospel, but yet delivers a solid biblical grounded message. And again, her sophomore CD out of the ashes, it's available now, hot off the presses, just came out this month, and we're excited to have this young lady coming to the mic. I need you to put your hands together right now. Yes, put your hands together for Yvonne Marie. Welcome.
Hello, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. I'm excited to have you on the show, and just to introduce you to our listeners and hopefully purchasers of your project and supporters of your ministry. So how did music ministry start for you?
Well, you know, I grew up in the church. I became a believer in Jesus when I was very young, and my parents introduced me to Jesus. So I was blessed to be in a family that not only loved music but also loved the Lord. So I kind of started at a really young age singing and just getting to know the ins and outs of music and choirs and in the teen choir and the young adult choir. So as I grew up and grew, it just developed. God just sharpened the gift that he had given me and put so many people in my life that helped me to develop it. And so I've always loved singing. I've always loved being before a group of people and singing. But I think that now as an adult, it's really about me accomplishing what God has for me to do in different areas of my life. So, yeah.
Wow. And do you find that it gets easier or it gets harder?
Wow, that's a good question. I think that, and this is for anybody who is interested in going into ministry as far as singing and or being a psalmist or praise and worship, I think that the more you do it, the easier it is. And that's been my experience. The more that I do it, the more I follow God's instructions and not fight against what he's telling me to do.
Oh, wow.
I just start falling in love with whatever God is doing. So that's what my experience has been. If I go about trying not to do what God tells me to do, I begin to struggle, and it becomes difficult.
Wow. So just go with the flow, the God flow.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. I like that. All right. I'm going to have to pin that. All right. So let's talk about the new project again, Brand Spanking New Out of the Ashes. Mm-hmm. Where did you get that title?
Well, you know, in the scripture, it talks about how the Lord will turn your ashes into beauty. And he will make beauty for ashes. And ashes represents a lot of different things in the scripture. When someone is grieving, when someone is sad, the people of Israel would throw ashes on themselves as a representation of their grief. And so the Lord says in his word that he will turn that into beauty. So in my life, that particular song was a testimony at a time when I was fearful, when I was depressed, when I was, you know, I was in a bad way. And, you know, the Lord spoke to me through people and through his word that this is not what he desires us to be. He doesn't, you know, our purpose isn't to be sad and downcast. In fact, the Lord wants us to have joy. He wants us to be renewed. And so as I began to pray and as I began to bring my fear to him, because there were times when I, in my life, when I was so fearful, I would call my husband, who's so loving and gentle. And I'd
big
be
shout
like,
out
I'm
to
afraid.
Him.
Yeah, big shout out to him. I would call him and say, I'm afraid. And it was just the enemy trying to put me in a stronghold. And so in my prayer and in my time with the Lord, I began to look at all his promises, that he promises us peace and patience and love and gentleness and kindness and all of these things that come with the Holy Spirit. And so he just brought me out of the ashes. And
wow.
So that's where that title comes from. And that particular song is a very personal song to me. It's a testimony of what God can do for all of us if we just allow him to take our burdens to him.
Wonderful. And listeners, we're going to let you hear some of Out of the Ashes in just a few minutes. I know you're itching to hear. How can listeners purchase your music?
Well, you can find me on iTunes. And if you go to my website, you will find everything about me. You can see my bio. You can see my blog. And then there's also the store, and you can go there. And there you will find iTunes, you will find CD Baby. I'm also on Amazon.com. So any of these places, you can type in my name, and I should come up. And I have two projects that the Lord has just laid on my heart, and it's been a blessing to produce and sing. And so check them out. Listen to the samples, and, you know, you can pick and choose. I would recommend buying them all, but
right.
You can pick and choose which one is your style, because I love all genres of music. So you'll find all kinds of things to tickle your ears, but also the lyrics that will speak to your heart. And God laid those lyrics on my heart, so I know they're there to bless people.
Wonderful. And what's the main web address?
You can go to YvonneMarieMusic.com. YvonneMarieMusic.com.
All right. And are you on Facebook and Twitter?
I sure am. I mean, you can type in my name. I have a fan page, Yvonne Marie. So I'm on Facebook. And then on Twitter, my tag is YvonneMarieMusic. But I'm missing the I in music. I couldn't figure out how to do it all the way. so that's
creative.
The way that is. So that's my tag, Yvonne Marie Music. But just don't put the I in. Or you can just type in my name in the search, and you should be able to find me there as well.
All right. And so do you write music as well?
Yes. All the music on both of my projects were written by me.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, the Holy Spirit inspires. And so, you know, just like you were saying, go with the God flow. That's what I was doing, you know. For a long time I had written lyrics and written poetry because I love poetry as well. And I just never I never shared any of it. And my husband, who was brought into my life in 1999, we were dating, and he said, mm-hmm. you know what? You got a great voice. You should record. You should do some recording. And so, you know, and I was like, really? You think so? He was like, definitely. So he's part of my inspiration, too. And God brings people in your life to inspire you, to push you to the level that God wants you to be. And that's exactly what he did. He shared that with me, and he's been pushing me ever since.
Well, I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with that. And so since you write music, tell us about some of the other songs that are on there. I could imagine you probably had a plethora of things to choose from if you write as well. But how did you pick some of the songs, and what are some of the other songs that are on there?
Well, interestingly enough, I think that for me, as far as picking which songs, the ones that come to me mm-hmm. easily, that's the ones that I pick. If I have a struggle writing something out, it doesn't always come out as well. But when God inspires me to write it and it just starts flowing, I'm like, wow, this is really good. Thank you, God.
Right.
So a lot of the songs that are on this new project are just that, you know, God inspired. And so I have, you know, Out of the Ashes, which you mentioned. I also have The Greatest of These, and that particular song you will hear when you first come to my website. And it's mm-hmm. just I've gotten a lot of great response from different people on that song because it's fun and it has a really great message. In the scripture it says, you know, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. And so that's what that song is all about. And I was walking with my son one day, and mm-hmm. and it just dropped in my spirit. Actually, the bass line
oh, wow.
dropped in my spirit first. And I started grooving in my own mind.
uh-huh.
And then God brought the lyrics to me. So that's a really fun one. And then I also have You Are God, which is a worshipful song that really can bring you into the presence of the Lord. And that mm-hmm. song also came out of a difficult time that I was having. And the Lord just reminded me that he should be glorified in all things. And he just reminded me that he is God. And everything
right.
that's happening around me, he is in complete control of. So when things start looking like they're out of control and it's all just chaos,
uh-huh.
really it's not. God has a plan. He knows exactly what's happening. And even though we might feel like we're in darkness, he knows everything is exposed to him, you know. So that's where that song came from.
Wonderful,
yeah.
wonderful. And I love that, like you said, you have a lot of different genres. You have a lot of different options
mm-hmm.
for the types of music that people can pick on your actual project. And so where do you see yourself going with your music?
Well, you know, I do. I have so many different genres. But, you know, my heart's desire is that whoever picks it up would be blessed. In,
yes.
In any song that they listen to, that they would receive a blessing, a message of hope, salvation, and love. That's my whole goal right there. So every song, even though I might be talking about a testimony in one, I might be encouraging
mm-hmm.
in another, my whole goal is to just share hope, salvation, and love. You know, but of course, there's also the fact that there are different genres to groove to.
Right.
So you can be blessed on both sides of those things, but you know, I don't really have. All I can say is it's a contemporary style. I really don't have a genre per se, though.
We don't want to be stuck in a box, right? We don't want
right.
to be put in a box. I love it. I agree. I'm the same way. Listen, and listeners, if you just tuned in, we welcome you. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. That's hashtag RVA on Twitter. Welcome to all of those that are listening from Twitter, from Facebook, oh, my goodness, from Blog Talk Radio, from Charvette.com, all across the World Wide Web. You are checking us out in our first segment here in our artist spotlight with Yvonne Marie. Definitely check out her new project, Out of the Ashes, and we're going to play the title track for you in just a moment, and then you want to keep it locked right here. We're going to be talking about fashion in the second segment, the glam spot. That's right. We're going to be talking about yes, a new contemporary online plus-size consignment boutique. So they want you to embrace your curvy celebrity that's within you. So you want to keep it locked right here. And then we'll wrap up a little bit later with Judy Johnson. This is the fourth annual World Sickle Cell Day, and she's the author of Living with Sickle Cell Disease. And she wants to shed a little light and a little awareness for you about the disease and how she's been able to live and survive with it. All right, so Yvonne, once more, tell our listeners how they can connect with you and purchase your music.
YvonneMarieMusic.com, that's my web address. So you can go there and you can find in the store area of the website, you can find iTunes, you can find CD Baby, and you can also go to Amazon.com, and you can type in my name, Yvonne Marie, and you'll find me there. So all of those different places where you can purchase. And then also, if you go to my fan page, I'm going to different places, different churches and different events.
Oh, yes.
And so you might find me someplace. You just need to go to my fan page and find out where I am. And I have the actual physical CDs for purchase there as well when you join me for whatever event you might be going to. You might just see me there.
Hey, and make sure you say, I heard you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio
oh,
Show.
Yeah.
When you see her. Oh, wow. Well, that is awesome. So, listen, I want to let our listeners hear Out of the Ashes, and we certainly appreciate you stopping by, kicking us off today in our artist spotlight, sharing a little bit of, I call it the behind the music, the behind the scenes, to hear the heart of the artist. And we're going to let listeners hear Out of the Ashes, and we want you all to support and check out this dynamic artist. Again, thank you so much for stopping
thank
by the show.
Thank
oh,
you,
you're
Charvette.
Welcome. You're welcome. All right, listeners, here we go. Out of the Ashes. Amazon, or if you're locally where she is, check her out at an event, and you can get your own copy and get it autographed while you're doing it. All right, and she's online at YvonneMarieMusic.com. All right, we're moving into our second segment featuring Miss Gaskins, the owner of the Glam Spot. She's hanging out in the virtual studio. I'm getting ready to bring her to the mic. We definitely want to give a big shout out to all those that are listening from Facebook, from Twitter. Those that are on the phone lines, we say hello. Big shout out to Davina. Checking us out, one of our faithful Facebook listeners. Hello for those that are listening from Blog Talk Radio, from Charvette.com, and for those that will listen in the archives from iTunes and Zoom, we appreciate you. Big shout out to some recent listeners I want to give, definitely. Sorrento, Florida, welcome. Union, New Jersey, how you doing? Of course, Richmond, Virginia, what's going on? Vietnam, welcome. We're glad to have you. Hawaii, thank you for checking us out. Thank you. Let's see, Bronx, New York, how you doing? Chicago, Illinois, welcome. Fort George, G. Meade, Maryland, hello. Gulf Shores of Alabama, welcome. Just a couple more. Sunnyvale, Florida, California, and Laurel, Maryland, and the list goes on. We're glad to have you. Listen again. We're going in to our second segment here, the Glam Spot. It is a new contemporary online plus-size consignment boutique for women, and it has affordable, brand new, and gently worn clothing. And we have the owner, that's the spearhead, if you will, the mastermind behind the Glam Spot, that's hanging out with us, Miss Kenisa Gaskins. I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Hello, Miss Gaskins. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, how you doing? Thank you for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited to have you. Listen, I'm mad. I'm mad because that white dress with that red belt is not in my size. I'm trying to somebody needs to buy that dress today. That dress needs to be sold. So, look, I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, keep going.
Yeah, right. Listen, I'm glad to have you on. Anyone that knows me, I love fashion, accessories, all that good stuff, and I'm a plus-size sister, so I'm always looking for different avenues of where to shop and pick up fashions. And so you've started a new site, online site, that's a consignment boutique, and that is very popular these days, very, very popular. So we want to hear from you in your own words. What was your inspiration to creating the Glam Spot?
Okay, well, first of all, thanks for having me. I'm truly, truly excited.
I've been following
you for a while, and I said, I got to get on here, so here's my chance.
Yes.
You know, like so many women I know, including myself, you know, sometimes this weight thing can go up, it can go down, and sometimes it can be a headache, you know. And I found myself having a closet full of clothes, shoes, having accessories, and things that I may not fit anymore. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm tired of these things laying around. So let me network, you know. So I started to ask friends of mine if they wanted my clothes, and they're like, oh, yeah, where'd you get that from? And you know, I like one-of-a-kind pieces. So I said, you know what? People are starting to like my clothes. So how about I connect with other plus-size ladies, and we can do this thing? Yeah, so that's where I create the Glam Spot. And I said, I wanted to have it online so I can reach the masses. I just don't want to reach here in the Metro Detroit area, but I want to go out. And I've definitely been having so much success with ladies in other states, Atlanta, Virginia, even L.A. And I'm so elated because, you know, when you start off, you kind of think, okay, this might not work out. This might not go how I want it to go, but I am truly excited because definitely the Glam Spot is the place to shop.
Well, listen, we need to give you just a big round of applause just for starting, just for doing something. Sometimes people have inspiration. They have something that they think about, hey, I should do this, and it stays right there. There's no action put behind it. So big shout-out to you for just moving forward. How did you come up with the name, the Glam Spot?
Well, you know, just because you're plus size, it doesn't mean you have to – walk around with a big flower dress on. It doesn't have any glam, and you know. And I said, you know what? Let's kick it up a notch. So I said the glam spot, because you know our plus size ladies, we're fabulous. We're glamorous. You know, we know how to walk in our stilettos, and we like the bangles, and we like the feathers. So you know, I couldn't pick a better name. I said the glam spot is it, because that's where you can come for all things glam. And you know, I really like it because it embraces the curvy celebrity in you. And you know, glam, curvy, celebrity, it all works for me. So I say, you know what, the glam spot it is, and it has definitely been working for me.
I like that. I like that. And I like that you have clothing, you have accessories, and you have shoes. So you can pull together either a whole entire outfit, or there may be one piece that will just help set off something that someone already has.
Exactly. And, you know, I wanted to let everybody know that I do accept clothing, shoes, accessories on a consignment basis. And basically what that is during these certain seasons, I accept certain items. And so, like, for instance, during the summer, which is April through July, I would accept clothing for the summer. So if ladies out there have any underlove clothing, shoes, and accessories, you're more than welcome to contact me. And what I would do is you will receive 45% of the final sale of the item. So basically, I do the work, you just give me your items, you make a profit, you're able to bless someone else who may have not had your fashion but like your fashion, and that way they can have it, and they don't have to go out to the store to do the shopping. They can go right on the glamspotonline.com, pick it up, we ship it, and they have it.
Wow. And so what sizes do you accept? What sizes do you sell?
Right now, we are selling sizes 12 and up. And when I say up, I don't discriminate. We're going 12 all the way to 34. And it really is a good thing, because we also accept shoes sizes 7 and up, and bags and accessories. And the best part about it is it comes from some of the best-dressed celebrities around. So what we have here in Michigan may not be what they have in Atlanta.
Right.
So that's how you're able to, you know, stay on top of the fashions. And, you know, we see these reality shows and we're like, oh, okay, I like that.
Uh-huh.
But you look around here and you don't see it. So you say, okay, where can I find this stuff at? I know, the glamspotonline.com. I'm going to go on there and see if they have it. And then we may have it, you know, and then you can purchase it. And then you can feel confident in what you wear. So we accept sizes 12 to 34. And shoe size 7 and up. And also, we're going to be featuring some wide-width shoes. Our fall collection is going to be amazing. So if everyone, make sure you watch out, because we have some fall things that are going to blow your mind. We have 26s, 28s, 30s, 34s, 18s. And these are just things we have from Michigan. I have items from L.A. I have items from Atlanta. I have items from Virginia. You know, so we have a lot of items. So this fall, we do have some items now, and trust me, we're running a good sale now. So if you ladies want to go online now, you can go online and check it out. We have some sales. And I want to start winding down with the summer items, because the fall items are going to be really, really happening.
All right, and that's theglamspotonline.com, listeners, theglamspotonline.com. If you are following me on Facebook, or if you are on Facebook, you don't even have to be connected with me. It's on my public update, so you can connect there. They have a Facebook page, so you can find out everything that you need right there online. And the prices, when I went on the site, the prices were incredibly reasonable. So sometimes people will do consignment and it's ridiculous. But and you do make the distinction that you may have new items or gently used. So this is not yard sale, you know, dusty.
No.
Somebody
dropped
on the ground.
No,
you know how
people
do.
Yeah,
you know how they do.
And let me tell you, I personally check every item, stains, smells. We have a strict policy on what we will and what we will not accept. Odors, missing buttons, missing zippers, animal hair. We don't accept any of that.
All right.
If you do accept clothing, that is something that you would wear. If you wouldn't wear it, we don't sell it. And we make sure that everything is clean. Even when the ladies bring it in and they, you know, they tell me, okay, I cleaned it. I signed the consignment agreement, because we do have those. It's not just
right.
You give me your clothes and I sell. We have an agreement. I check everything, and we check everything in a bright light. I also personally steam everything, so we make sure that it's top notch. We offer the best.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Big shout out. Again, listeners, check out theglamspotonline.com. Now, what are some of the trends? What are some of the things that you have seen for summer? Let's say summer. People are getting ready for vacation. Ladies are getting ready, to do cookouts and family reunions and all that. What tips do you have, fashion tips do you have for the plus size sister to help her keep it glamorous during the summer?
Okay, I say wear something comfortable. You don't have to, kind of be tight. You know what I mean? When you go to a cookout, you want to be comfortable. So, I suggest a maxi dress. Those are always comfortable.
Yeah.
They're in style right now. You put them with some sandals and some big glasses, and you're it. Just be comfortable. That's the thing. As long as you're comfortable. Don't forget to kick it up a notch with the accessories. You want to do that, because accessories can make or break your outfit.
Yes.
So want to make sure you have the accessories. Wear comfortable shoes. If you can rock a stiletto, rock it. If you can't, you can always kick it down a notch. There's nothing wrong with it, but, definitely keep your look classy. Keep it classy, keep it comfortable. That's my thing. Classy, comfortable, you'll always win.
Oh, right. What colors have you seen that are popular for the summer?
You know what? The color blocking, the neon colors are definitely in. The real bright and vibrant colors, the colors that stick out. Basically, this is what I say. The colors that people are afraid to wear is what's in. That's me. I wear what people are afraid to wear, and I rock it, and I walk with confidence because, I am a curvy celebrity. So you have to walk with that confidence. The first thing is that. You got to have the confidence to go with the outfit. So the bright colors, the color blocking, the maxi dresses, the real comfortable, breathable dresses is what I'm seeing that's in now for our sisters. And that's it, ladies. You can rock it. Really anything but the maxi dress, as long as you're comfortable, that's it.
All right, there you have it. The Glam Spot, again, check them out online, theglamspotonline.com. Now, what have been some of the fastest selling items that you've seen when you've placed them on your site? What sells fast? What sells quickly?
You know what? Really, I want to say everything. Our accessories, our accessories sell well. Definitely our bottoms. We do have a selection. We have skirts. We do have dresses. We do have capris and things like that. Those are what the ladies like. It's time to show the legs, and so we got to get that out there.
Uh-huh.
So those are the things that that definitely sell. We do have halter tops. We do have some vintage items online as well too. We have some authentic Coach purses that are, I believe, reasonably priced. I got those from a lady who is a avid Neiman shopper. Nordstrom shopper. So everything that she has is real, and she can show proof that it's real. And that's what I like. I like if you can show me it's real, I can present it to my curvy celebrities that it's real, and it'll sell. So really, everything. Yeah, come and check us out.
Yes, everything. And then if you have items, I mean, I think this is so awesome, because you have two things going on. One, if you are plus size, you can go check it out and purchase things, again, very reasonably priced. And then the second thing is, if you have things in your closet, we all have things that we either wore once or we never wore at all, and you're like, am I going to give this to somebody? Then you don't know who to give it to. And then you're like, one day I'm going to send it to Goodwill. And you never put that together. You know, it's like, one day I'm going to have a yard sale. You know, all of these things, these aspirations we have. And what a great way, this is a great way to offload some stuff and then also get some money back. And then you're not doing that much work. So big shout out.
Yeah, really, you're not doing any work. Like, I'm doing it all. If you want to let somebody know, hey, go on to glamspotonline.com and I put my item on there. You know, I mean, 45% is very good. So it's one of those things like where the money is the motive, but also being able to show off that you do have that, you know, that fashion sense.
Absolutely. And I don't think that there are that many plus-size consignment boutiques, you know, online. I know a lot are popping up just of different types of things, but I think this is great that there's something targeted to the sassy, thick chicks that are out there.
Yes.
Wonderful,
yes,
wonderful.
Also, too, I wanted to mention, just so I can let the ladies know, if you go on our website, we do have a chance for you to become an official Curvy celebrity. And basically, it's really simple. You just go to our Facebook page at the Glam Spot. You click the like button. Then you would email me a picture of your best impression of that curvy celebrity. It doesn't have to be anything purchased from the Glam Spot, because here we're all about embracing that curvy celebrity. So you can wear what you want to wear. If you have your favorite outfit and you want to show it off, you can submit your picture, and then each week a winner will be featured on our website on the homepage. So you'll get all this publicity, and it'll show your name and you know, where you're from, just your first name, where you're from. And, you know, it's good exposure, and it makes us ladies feel good. And so I really want everybody to do that if you can, just submit your photos. And then, you know, let everybody see your fashion style. Don't keep it hid in the house. Bring it out.
That's right. That's right. Inspire someone else. That's what fashion is all about. You see something on, you walk through a store, you see a young lady at the gas station, you're like, I have a belt like that. And I have a bag like that. Oh, let me put that together with this simple white and black top. And now I've just taken my fashion sense up a notch. And all it was just observing somebody else. So, well, I'm telling you what, we are excited that we had an opportunity to feature The Glam Spot. And, of course, listeners, go check out theglamspotonline.com. Listen, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
What continues to motivate me? You know what? Being me, being confident, and inspiring others. That's why I want the ladies to go on the site, submit your picture, show it off. Let everybody know that, you know, the curvy celebrity is what's in. Just because you're plus size, again, doesn't mean you have to have a dress with flowers on it. Let's show people that we can wear an empire dress, and we can wear a corset, and we can wear flowy dresses and to show off our curves. And so I definitely want to keep inspiring people and let people know that curvy celebrities are in. We're not going anywhere. We're just going to keep getting better and better and better.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and thank you for sharing the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with all of your followers on Facebook and Twitter. And we love you guys, and we thank you so much and wish you much continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. We're going to a quick commercial break, and then we're going into our third segment with author Judy Johnson. She's written a book, Living with Sickle Cell Disease. And today is the 4th annual World Sickle Cell Day. So you want to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network, expand, and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. And again, thanks so much for all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. So excited to have you listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Make sure you check us out online at Charvette.com. Also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/Charvette. And of course, connect with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette. Or if you can't remember any of that, just Google Charvette. Listen, we're going into our third segment with one of the authors, a dynamic author that is coming to the mic. She's hanging out in the virtual green room, so I hope she's been enjoying the virtual food that's in the virtual green room. Yes, but Judy Gray Johnson, she is the author of Living with Sickle Cell Disease, The Struggle to Survive, and today is the fourth annual World Sickle Cell Day, and we are featuring her as an author and also a social awareness spotlight, and I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Excited to have her on the line. Welcome, 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 Ms. Johnson. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Especially
you are quite...
today, June 19th, as being World Sickle Cell Day. We need all of this attention. We really do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I wanted you to share with our listeners a little bit. There's so much, and I have the book in my hot little hands. What was the catalyst that drove you to actually writing this book about your experience?
Well, I'll tell you, it began in the emergency room in which I was going through a crisis, and I was just crying because I was in so much pain, and the emergency room doctor took her own sweet time in helping me. She came over to me and stood over my bed and said, "Tell me, Mrs. Johnson, are you taking any narcotics at home?" I mean, engaging me in a conversation like that instead of trying to relieve my pain, this is what she confronts me with. And so I was not going to get any treatment until, you know, I engaged in that conversation. Unfortunately,
right.
People think that sickle cell patients, they're there seeking drugs. Well, I knew in the back of my mind, I know how to handle problems. I said, when I get through this crisis, I know exactly what to do. And it's my belief that we need to go up the ladder in terms, you know, if we're going to make a complaint in order to get something done. I could have jumped straight to the top, but that's just making noise. I want to have this problem fixed. The listening audience, I know that you've been to the hospital or you've been to the doctor several times. They always
yes.
ask you, what medication are you taking? All right, give me the names of your medication. you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
This doctor said, tell me, Mrs. Johnson, are you taking any narcotics at home? So that's what that's how it began. So as soon as I got over that crisis, after a few days, I started off writing my letters of complaint, with the patient advocate for the hospital. I was in and the supervisors and so on. Then I went to the head of the hospital and just did not get that, the response that I felt like I should. I then took it to the state health board of anyone that, whoever was in charge of emergency rooms, hospitals, doctors, and nurses and so forth. And I still did not get the response that I felt like I should. And so I said to myself, I've got to write this book. Because nobody is going to believe what I have been through, and what I, they can't believe that this is how I've been treated. And, so that was the catalyst that really pushed me over the edge. Because when the responses that I got from each area, I had no choice but to write the book.
Because this problem is
bigger than me.
Yes. Do you think it is that there isn't enough awareness about the disease? They don't know the symptoms? What would cause them to be so kind of flip about it?
This shows you what the problem is in the health community. Yes, you have doctors that are well-trained in the health sciences, and that studied at Johns Hopkins and Harvard and so on. They know the technical stuff. They know the research. But what they don't know me, the person, and they really don't understand the sickle cell patient. To be honest with you, this is not just my story. This is the story of many, many, many sickle cell people in which we go to the hospital or we interact with the health profession, and they don't really want to treat us, to be honest with you. Now, not all, but too many of them do not want to treat us. Too many of them do not feel comfortable in treating someone having to deal with pain management. And that's what it is, because I can give you the definition of sickle cell, but what does it really mean? It means pain. That's what it is. Sickle cell is pain. And we have no – yes.
Yes, continue, yes.
Uh-huh. And unfortunately, too many of the medical profession do not they don't know how to treat it. And let me tell you something. In my book, I talk a lot about what has happened or what can happen and what did happen in the emergency rooms and doctors that interact with us. And may I give you my website? So that,
absolutely.
Yes. For those that need, that would like to learn more information, they can go to www.judygrayjohnson.com, www.judygrayjohnson.com, and they can follow me on Twitter at sicklecell66 for additional information, because this is a world problem, and we need to know about it.
Awesome. And so just for those that may be tuning in, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, talking to author Judy Johnson. Today is annual World Sickle Cell Day. Let's just, for baseline information, what does the medical community, how do they define what sickle cell disease is? What are the symptoms?
Okay. All right. Sickle cell disease is defined as a group of inherited red blood cells disorders. Your healthy red blood cells are round, and they move through small blood vessels, carrying oxygen to all parts of the body. In sickle cell disease, the red blood cells become hard and sticky, and they look like a C-shaped farm tool called a sickle. Sickle cells the sickle cells can get stuck in small blood vessels, and block the flow of blood and oxygen to all organs of the body. These blockages is what causes repeated episodes of severe pain, organ damage, serious infections, or even stroke. So while we're going through all of this at an early age, and I'm sure that many of your listeners, audience, you know, if they know children that have gone through this, understand the older that you get, the worse it's going to get. I am 69 years of age, and I'll tell you, it has gotten worse the older that I've gotten. Now, what are some of the symptoms?
Yes.
Yes. Like I said, it causes pain that can start suddenly. 1 minute, you're completely fine. Everything is, you know, you can go have as normal a life as you possibly can. Then all of a sudden, with no warning, you can start developing these pain episodes. And it could affect you almost, well, in any organ of your body. I have normally had my crises through my arms, legs, my chest, and my back. And I remember on a few occasions in which I have experienced the crises in all parts of my body at one time. But usually it's one arm, or it's one one leg or something like that. But and it can last for any length of time. It all depends upon how quickly you can get treated. And, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so it would seem, because if your medical records show, you know, that you have this, it would seem that when you go to the doctor's office or the emergency room that they would know what to do. But certainly your book calls out some cases not good bedside manner, some cases just rude behavior, really.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It is, I think that the medical profession, the nurses and the doctors, they need to be retrained. You have some doctors out here that specifically want to treat sickle cell patients, and they are in service, over and over again, because we are a difficult population. Understand, this is an inherited disease. There is absolutely nothing that I have control over. I can't go back and undo anything. This is as a result of my parents, the genes that they brought together and the children that they passed on to their children. And but even so, you cannot, like I said, I'm 69, so you can't blame my parents even, because that means I was born in 1943. Sickle cell disease was not discovered until 1910. That was 33 short years before I was even born.
Right.
And you know how research goes. It takes a long time from the time something is discovered for the information to trickle down to the local doctors and to the patients. So at this point, no, this is just, we have no control over it. It's in the hereditary. It's hereditary. However, the listening audience, anyone planning on getting married, or anyone that's planning on having children, or you have relatives that's planning on having children, they need to read my book. Because you have to ask yourself, would you want to bring a child into the world like me, that has had to grow up like me? I don't think that if you really care about your loved ones, you would want to bring them into the world to have to endure not only the pain that we go through, but also the insults that we have to go through when we're seeking help.
And so is there a screening that people can take that will say you have X probability or such and such likelihood that your child will have this disease?
This is what should happen. You should, each parent should get tested for sickle cell disease or sickle cell traits. You must please do that. And then you can get counseled. And they will, you know, they will tell you, well, listen, you have this gene, you don't have that. You know, one parent has the gene and someone does not. They can counsel you on that. Do you want to take the chance on, you know, bringing a child in the world? And these are the odds that you will face. And so that's an individual decision. And again, the point is that when you have a child with sickle cell anemia, that is your life for the rest of that person's life. Because when you go through a crisis, absolutely everything else stops because you must tend to it.
Great. And so you're on a mission to raise the awareness about the disease, to raise the awareness about screening, knowing kind of where your traits are to help people make educated decisions about pregnancy and things of that nature, and just around the impacts and what people have to go through that are living with this chronic, really chronic pain, so that we all can be aware about what's going on. And it's really impacting the African-American community. Is there any reasoning why we have a higher percentage of this?
Because it's thought that this originated in the African nations. And because of migration over the years, you can find sickle cell disease in every community, in the white community, in the Latino community, throughout the Middle East, in the Scandinavian countries, and certainly throughout the African nations. That's where it began, and here we are. In America, there's an estimated 90,000 to 100,000 Americans, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control, that it affects us. So this is something that we cannot continue to ignore. We cannot say, well, it's not in my family, and let me go on about my business to something else. There
right.
is a reason why today is June 19th, World Sickle Cell Day. That's because the General Assembly has, in conjunction with the World Health Organization, they have adopted a resolution which determines that sickle cell disease is a public health problem, one of the world's foremost genetic diseases. And as a result of that, the World Health Organization has started to work to promote a worldwide agenda because they have become aware of the sufferings that we all over this world go through. So their commitment is to recognize that sickle cell disease is a major health issue, increase awareness of the world community regarding sickle cell disease, and that's what we're doing right now by speaking out on radio stations, eliminate the harmful and the wrong prejudices associated with sickle cell disease. Number one is that they think we're lazy, okay? And then number two, they think that we're drug seekers when we go to we go to the emergency room for help. And also, it urges member countries where sickle cell disease is a public health problem to establish health programs at the national level and operate specialized centers for sickle cell disease and facilitate access to treatment. Let me say this, all that they have done and that they're doing in terms of setting up these programs, that is one thing. But as a community, as a people, those of you that are listening here, there are still things that you have to do. You need to roll up your sleeves and become as knowledgeable as you can about this. Now, as I speak, there is no cure for sickle cell disease. So what is it that they can do? They can show compassion. You see?
Yes.
And how can you help the families? How can you help the sickle cell person that is trying to, that is just trying to exist? And if you read my book, you'll see that every aspect of my life, there has been a struggle, and there is a struggle to exist. That's why I named my book as I did, Struggle to Survive.
Yes, and listeners, we want you to pick up a copy of Living with Sickle Cell Disease, The Struggle to Survive, again, written by Judy Gray Johnson. Ms. Johnson, how can listeners pick up a copy of your book?
Okay, they can go to www.judygrayjohnson.com, www.judygrayjohnson.com, and also they can follow us on Twitter. On my website, there's detailed information about how they can order the book. You can get more information on me and my co-writer. I have many articles on there about sickle cell. It's important to to become knowledgeable about it.
Absolutely, and I definitely want to point out that you are an educator, certainly, so you hold a master's degree in special education from Virginia State University in Petersburg, and I know I have a lot of Virginia State people that are listening, certainly, and in a bachelor's degree in elementary education from South Carolina State University in Orangeburg, South Carolina. So certainly an educator, someone that's used to communicating, getting information out. And so, listeners, we want you to raise the awareness. Again, this segment is social awareness, is an author spotlight as well, but we want to raise the awareness around this. Again, today, the fourth annual World Sickle Cell Day. Tweet about it, Facebook about it, and say something that you learned. I do want to shout out your editor, Leroy Williams Jr., who helped write this memoir, or who helped with the editing of the memoir.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Great. And what I also like about the book is that you have pictures of your family. So as you really, this memoir, you really are transparent about the different things you face. It helps to kind of tie in, and you may have that personal connection because you see these lovely nostalgic pictures of your family in the book. So that was, I thought, was a nice personal touch.
Yes, it was important for me for the reader to understand my background. All of us with sickle cell, we don't all come from the same background, all come from the same environment. My background is mountainous, small town, small black community of 250 persons at that point in time when I counted them, with about 4,000 whites. So, and then plus it was a very, very poor community. So with that background, and during the time of, 1943, what
right.
did anybody know about anything? And but I wanted you to see, the reader to see the strength within my family that has kept me going, because you wonder, well, how did you make it? Some of us are educated, some are not educated. And but the one thing that we have in common is that we're not quitters. We're not quitters.
Right.
You know, we just continue to push on to try to survive.
Push on and try to survive. And so I
yes.
think you've done an awesome job. I mean, just the task of writing, a book is strenuous for the average person, but it certainly, if you are managing, pain on a constant, and then have the time to capture really your memoir, what's going on, how this impacts people, the rudeness faced in emergency rooms and all of that. We applaud you definitely for that. What are some of the key, final kind of key wrap-up things that you would say to the listeners about sickle cell disease?
What I would tell them is, please don't let this this conversation that we're having now just be a means of entertainment. After this program is over, I hope you will think about it, and I hope you will become more educated about sickle cell. You need to read my book to fully understand what this disease is all about. There's so much more that's known about cancer and other types of diseases, but you don't hear about sickle cell. No one is going to do this for us. We have got to do it ourselves. So because it not only affects you in the home, but it also affects you in the workplace, and it affects you with even your relationships. that you have. And so I hope that the listening audience will not just let this fly by over their heads and say, well, you know, I'll go on with my daily lives. This
right.
is important. This is a world health issue.
And we want to raise the flag, and we certainly want to applaud you for your efforts. Listeners, put your hands together for Miss Judy Gray Johnson. Again, check her out online, everywhere. You can have the book hard copy. You can have paperback. You can download it on all of your Nooks and your Kindles and your iPads and your tablets. So very easy, very accessible, JudyGrayJohnson.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter. Give your Twitter tag one more time.
It's SickleCell66.
Great. So for all of our listeners that are listening from Twitter, just send a tweet about it and keep the awareness up and keep everything by the book and just keep the awareness up. Find out your trait, especially if you're in childbearing years looking to have children. You know, we get screened and tested for everything else, so why not know if you are a carrier of the trait? Certainly, if you have it in your family history anywhere, that's an inclination. But even if you don't, you still want to know and you want to find out about it. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to come on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and just to keep on pressing forward with your mission to expand the awareness about this topic.
Okay, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Uh-huh.
All right, listeners. Yes, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break, and we will be back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I fight fires, and I save lives.
My name's Renee. I'm a cardiologist. I save lives.
My name's Anthony. I'm an EMT. I save lives.
You don't have to be a professional to save a life. Firefighters, doctors, and others save lives. You can too. Don't wait. To learn more about the warning signs and how you can help prevent suicide, visit save.org. In a crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again. Thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Oh, my goodness, today's show was packed full of, oh my goodness, music and fashion and then social awareness. We started the top of the hour out with Yvonne Marie. Check her out online, YvonneMarieMusic.com. Out of the Ashes is her brand new release, spanking brand new. You can get it anywhere that music is sold online. And then if you're one of our curvy sisters, definitely check out TheGlamSpotOnline.com. TheGlamSpotOnline.com. It is a new contemporary plus size consignment boutique for women. They want to make sure you embrace the curvy celebrity in you. So check them out. And if you have some new or gently worn things that would work well for the site, you know, check out Miss Gaskins. Talk to her 45%. Rebate, 45% back on that. I think that's a good deal. And then we wrapped up the third segment with Judy Gray Johnson, the author of Living with Sickle Cell Disease, The Struggle to Survive. And again, today is the fourth annual World Sickle Cell Day, and we just wanted to raise the awareness around it. I think definitely if you're in childbearing years, looking potentially to have children, another child, to find out the screening for this to see if you and your mate are have the trait for this. So I think that's definitely one takeaway. And then look in your community. See, do you know someone that has sickle cell disease? Is there someone on your Facebook list that has it? And just a way of to encourage them to support them. Sometimes we can just do small things like that to help people's days out. Listen, I want to give a event shout out for the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Oh, my goodness, and this is early, so you don't have any excuse at all to get your ticket. Dorinda Clark Cole is coming to Richmond, Virginia. It's called Up Close and Personal with Dorinda Clark Cole. She's coming to the Hippodrome Theater. Those that are familiar with Richmond, Virginia, it's a new theater. It's gorgeous. It's an intimate setting. She's coming October 6th, so you can actually purchase tickets. There'll be two shows, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. show, coming to the Hippodrome Theater in downtown Richmond, Virginia. Big shout out to the host, Ed Stevens, and also Mickey Spencer. People used to say I smile like Mickey, so hey, Mickey. But Ed Stevens and Mickey Spencer are the hosts, and so you definitely want to pick up tickets. They're selling tickets at Barclays Spiritual Store downtown, and you can also contact Stevens Promotions. But Dorinda Clark Cole will be up close and personal at the Hippodrome Theater, October 6th, right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Listen, I know we talked about sickle cell disease and just how the health care and all that, but I believe that God can heal, is a healer, and if you have any kind of disease, take it to God and let him. You might say, I'm not really a God person. I don't really know that much about him, but let them be an option. Let them be at least an option in your life. And so I'd love to play Something Happens. This is by Prashia Hilliard. Something Happens When You Call on the Name of Jesus. And so if you don't know what to do in particular, especially in the area of healing, just call on Jesus and just ask. It doesn't have to be long and drawn out, but give him an opportunity to work. So let's hear this, Something Happens by Prashia Hilliard.
Something happened when I called you, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, Jesus, 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 something just to call out the name of Jesus. Something happens when we speak his name. No other name is higher than that name. When I call, there's a story of a man who was sitting on the roadside. The Bible says that everybody tried to shut him up. But he said, I know something's going to happen when I call on that name. So even though they tried to keep him quiet, he said, Jesus. He cried, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, something happened. Something happened. second right there. And just call on the name of Jesus. Something else. When I call. Come on, whatever situation it is tonight. His name. His name has so much power in it. He paid such an awesome price. Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Woo! Come on, we're about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further. Amen.
If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet, right here in your presence.
Somebody come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Somebody tell the Lord, if I could just press,
if I can just
press in your presence,
behold
the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole. I'll still believe. Lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I still believe. I will just praise at your feet. I will be whole. I still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I still believe. I will just
I never knew I'd be loved by you. You came along and you drew me near to your heart. I wish I knew from the start how everything changed by one touch from you. And over, you saw me through all the rain. Yes, through all the pain. You opened my eyes so that I may see your amazing. Changed my heart, making me complete. You're amazing. Lord, you are everything I need you to be. You're everything I want, I can see. Yes, Lord, you are. You're simply amazing to me. Oh, oh yeah. Yes, you are. I never knew I'd be loved by you. You came along and you drew me near to your heart, Jesus. Wish I knew from the start. Oh, how everything changed by one touch from you. And over, you saw me through all the rain. Yes, through all the pain, yes. You opened my eyes so that I may see your amazing. You changed my heart, making me complete. You're amazing. Lord, you are. You're everything I need you to be. You're everything I want, I can see. Yes, Lord, you are simply amazing to me. You're everything I need you to be. You're everything I want, I can see. Yes, Lord, you are. You're simply amazing to me. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to say thank you for all you've done for me. Oh, and if I had my way, I would take every second and make it count by laying. Lord, you are everything I need you to be. Yeah, everything I want, I can see. Yeah, you're simply amazing to me. Amazing to me.
All right, listeners, that was Todd Delaney, Simply Amazing. That's featuring Michelle Williams, formerly of Destiny's Child. And right before that was my girl, Shayna Wilson, Press In Your Presence. Check her out online. Awesome praise and worship. And then before her, Prashia Hilliard. All three have been on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, I'm excited that you all tuned in today, that you're listening, that you listened, that you will listen in the future. Listen, you can share the link with a friend. Charvette.com is a very easy way to listen. If you don't know how to get to the main link, Charvette.com re-airs the show. It's available on iTunes. All you have to do is go to the iTunes Store and put in Charvette, and it's a free podcast. That is correct. It is free. You can download it on your iPhone, your iPad, or your any of your iPods, of course. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is there for you, and it's very simple. But big shout out to those that are on Zoom. I believe that's the Microsoft version or HP, but we have a lot of listeners from Zoom. So, hey, Zoom, how y'all doing? Big shout out to you. There. So listen, sponsors of our show, Mitchell Productions Web Design. If your church does not have a website, you should make it your business, make it your prerogative to obtain a website for your church. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com. Again, that's Mitchell-Productions.com. There, you will see different packages that are available for your church if you have a ministry. And it may not actually be a church building. That's fine. You still need a website. If you are a speaker, if you are a counselor, if you are offer some type of service or product, if you are an author, if you are an artist, all of those in that bucket, if you are a life coach, you need a website. If you're some type of public speaker, you need a website. Why? Because people expect to find you on the web. They expect to find that you have web presence. So check out Mitchell-Productions.com, and they can meet your needs. They can meet all of your needs. So you want to check back with us. Listen, I'm going to be in Vegas next week, so we will be checking with you all the following week. So, yes, 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 I am going to enjoy myself in Vegas. Don't worry, I'm not going to cut up. It won't be like The Hangover at all. But I'll see y'all later. Peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.